This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is Steve Barber. He is the CEO of Oak Ridge Global Energy Solutions. They trade on the OTCQB OGES. And one of the reasons why I invited Steve on the show is that they're getting ready to go from an R&D company to a full-fledged manufacturing company with substantial sales in the fourth quarter. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Nice to talk to you and nice to be on the show.
You know, give my listeners a little background of yourself, maybe a little bit of background of the company, and then I want to get into some Q&A.
Yeah, sure. No problems. Pleasure. A little bit of background on me. Obviously, by the accent, you can tell I'm, as we say over here, from far south Florida, in the southern hemisphere in Australia. But I've been doing business on and off in the US for about 30 years and also in Japan internationally. My background is a combination of science, law, global macroeconomics, and also I'm the only Australian, I think, to have done the master's program in counterterrorism at the U.S. Cavalry School up in Norwich, which is always a very useful set of context to have, especially in the battery business when the military is increasingly run on
battery
power. So it's a good combination because I find that I'm able to be a very hands-on CEO. I'm the main product developer here and setter of the business strategy. So I can be very hands-on with the team of our engineers in terms of getting the designs right and so forth. And that's really why we're here in Oak Ridge now over the last 3 years, because I also am with my other hat on is I'm the chief investment officer of a family office fund of a few families, including my own, and that's the Precept group of funds, of which two of our funds, Precept Fund itself and Prescient Fund, the Looking Into the Future Fund, are the two major shareholders of Oak Ridge, and those two funds together own about 88 and a bit percent, and then with some other direct shareholdings of ourselves personally, I think we're up to about 92% of the company, which enables us to do what we need to do with a long-term view. Instead of having to be worried about capital constraints and so forth, we can actually take a long-term view to build this business into what we want to do. What my vision for the company is to basically build it into the new lithium industry, Duracell, basically,
because
Duracell's a bit of a legacy company, very good, but it risks being a little bit like Kodak, how Kodak ignored digital photography and no longer exists, and Duracell's not really embraced the lithium market, which is the future of the battery industry globally.
Well, that's the one thing I wanted to talk to you about today, is that a lot of people think you guys are in the battery business, but you're not. You're in the smart energy cell business with lithium, correct?
Exactly. And that's how we've re-tagged everything. We've been going through, as you said in the introduction there, converting the company or transforming it from an R&D company, where it started originally before we bought control with the infusion of about $40 million of fresh capital in stages over the last 2 years. It was initially an R&D company for thin-film solid-state lithium batteries. And because it has six very exciting patents in that area in its patent armory, we thought this was a very good vehicle to actually take control of and then morph it from R&D into a fully fledged production company in the lithium energy cell space. And we refer to it as all of our products now in the second generation that we've just finished developing and are readying for production in Q4 this year. We refer to those, as you say, as smart energy cells because they're not batteries. There's no reason that a lithium technology-based product needs to look like a battery because they're all very boring and very pedestrian. And we call them smart because they have a electronic hardware software battery management system, it's called InThem, which has Bluetooth connectivity to an app on your smartphone, which means you can look at your smartphone and whatever Oakridge lithium energy cell product you've got, whether it be for your golf car, your motorcycle starter battery, your car starter motor battery, your portable or living space storage power or anything like that, even the military batteries, you can look at the app on your phone, and in any given instant it will tell you immediately the state of charge, number of cycles and so forth for the battery, which, you know, we think is a pretty smart feature to have.
Well, you bring up, you know, my next question. You know, you guys have an advantage in this space. I mean, the fact is that Chinese, Taiwanese, the South Koreans, they don't get the access to the latest generation of lithium. You guys go, you guys have, a relationship or a connection with Japan. Can you expand on that a little bit and why you guys have an advantage over your competitors?
Yes, sure. And it is a very significant advantage for Oakridge. And it comes from two related factors. One's me personally, in the sense that I've had 30 years worth of business relationships in Japan in the energy sector globally, from oil and gas, LNG, and coal mining and so forth. And the second aspect of that is one of the Precept families in the family fund is a very well-connected Japanese family. So between my own contacts and those additional contacts, we've got a very unique relationship with some very major players in Japan, which actually gives us access in a very special strategic way to all of the lithium battery energy cell companies in Japan. That's every single name. And Oakridge is very unique in that, because any other player in the space has only one or two, but we have managed through many, many years of very good relationships to secure for Oakridge relationships with all of the main players in the lithium battery space in Japan, which gives us access to the latest technology. And as you said, you're absolutely correct. In Japan, at government level, there is an edict around, and has been for many years, that the Japanese will only keep the very top level, latest generation lithium technology for themselves or partners in the US, and in particular, because of the geopolitical tensions and so forth with China, they make sure that the Chinese and the Taiwanese and the South Koreans don't get access to the latest generations of technology. And so since almost every lithium battery sold in the United States is in one form or another derived from Chinese origins, whether it be, you know, LG in LG or Samsung in South Korea, they are most often made in China. So you have two issues there in America that we are very competitive about. Firstly, because everything basically comes from China, firstly, you have the normal Chinese quality issues, and secondly, you have the fact that being from China, they are by definition not the latest technology or chemistry. So we're in a very strong position.
My guest today is Steve Barber. He is the CEO of Oakridge Global Energy Solutions. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OGES. I want to talk to you about a couple things today, Steve. One is, are we immune from the spikes prices of lithium?
We as in Oakridge are, yes. Hardly anybody else is though, outside Japan, which is very good for us. And the reason for that is that because our supply lines and relationships are exclusively Japanese, the Japanese producers, which of course dominate all the technological cutting edge stuff since the 1990s in the lithium space, so it's really the go-to place for the latest tech stuff in lithium. And, you know, these are major companies, you know, Panasonic, Toshiba, Hitachi, Sony, Sanyo, NEC, and so forth. And because they dominate the industry globally, and because they are Japanese with this wonderful long-term, you know, 100-year view about business, instead of the old 90-day Chinese fire drill sort of thing,
right?
They have been very much blessed with the usual Japanese foresight. And, you know, some years ago, before the recent price spike, before lithium really started to take off in this current, you know, third generation is what the Japanese call it, what we're into now, the lithium business, they all entered into long-term supply contracts that make them immune totally to the any price spikes, especially the recent price spikes over the last 12 or 18 months, which have been very severe. So since our supply lines come from them, we also are totally immune to those price spikes. But of course, the Chinese battery industry never had the foresight to do so. So the Chinese are now being hit with issues like, you know, straight full in the face with the lithium price spike, which, you know, you can look at the charts, the price of lithium has just gone, you know, dramatically up in terms of multiples of price rises in the last 18 months. And then secondly, they have the issue of the, you know, their you know, second, third, and fourth generation technology old, plus their quality issues. And that's very important because on average, everyone who tests the Chinese batteries, we do too, you'll find they have a failure rate of, you know, getting up towards 30%. Whereas, you know, the Japanese componentry that we use, being typically Japanese, has a failure rate of, you know, less than 0.1 of 1%, you know, which is, you know, night and day difference. And the last thing that's hitting the Chinese is, of course, not just in the lithium battery industry, but all their manufacturing, is
yes,
the wage rises. And it's no longer as cheap to manufacture stuff in China as people originally thought, because wages have gone up three times. Whereas, you know, at the beginning of this whole process, about 10 years ago, manufacturing rates in China were, or, you know, wage rates in China were about, you know, 10% of in Japan and here. And now they've gone up so that they're only 30% less. And when you combine, you know, wage rates that have gone up so much, which with quality control, with a reject failure rate so high, and the fact that the technology is, you know, several generations old, you know, Oak Ridge is in a tremendously powerful position, you know, as the USA player with our new range of smart energy cells.
You know, I was lucky enough a couple of weeks ago to listen to one of your conference calls, and I was really impressed when you was talking to your team about best of breed. Can you explain that to my listeners, what you mean by that?
Yes, it's very, very simple. I mean, at Oak Ridge, how I've repositioned Oak Ridge gradually over the last 3 years, and we're now at that point now where all of that repositioning is finalized and taking hold and reflected in the new products, we're a little more like, I don't want to use overuse this analogy, but it's the quickest one that people get. We're positioned as being the Apple computer of the battery business or the energy cell business, in the sense that, like Apple and like BMW cars, I'm a car guy, so, you know, I always reduce things to, even with my team, about, you know, to analogies of the car industry. And, you know, we use only the best components sourced from, you know, the latest technology suppliers, and in our case that's Japan. So our components only come from Japan or the United States. I'm absolutely ruthless with the team that I won't even allow Chinese nuts and bolts and connectors to be ordered. So we philosophically very much just the Japan-American alliance. We go for the top end of quality, as you say, best of breed in terms of latest technology, best of breed in design, and also best of breed in industrial design, so the products look extremely cool. As I say to the guys in here, I bought this company because I only want to make cool batteries for cool stuff. you know, batteries are really boring and they're really
right.
ugly. And there's no reason why a battery has to look like a battery when it's made from lithium technology, which is why, as you've said, I've rebadged everything to be smart lithium energy cells and not batteries. And we've developed between myself and our design team in here, who've managed to get into my head very well, because I can't draw for nuts, of course, but I know what I want in terms of visualizing it. And my young design team have got into my head very nicely about what I'm visualizing when I'm talking to them about products and what they should look like. And we've now developed, and it's solidifying very nicely with each new product, what we call our Oak Ridge Design DNA. In the same way as you can look at an Apple product, across the room and you'll know what it is, and you look at a BMW coming down the road and you know that's definitely not a Kia. That's what we're like at Oak Ridge in terms of the lithium energy cells. And everything's becoming very recognizable. And all our case designs are very, very high-tech, organic, cool shapes that most definitely don't look anything like a battery. I think, Everett, you've seen some of those designs. And they're all in the metallic, Oak Ridge.
Absolutely.
Color codes of blue, which my wife, who's my lifelong business partner as well, who handles all our marketing and product positioning and so forth. So she's developed the different versions of six Oak Ridge blue, and they all have a number in the Pantone scale, so that they can always be reproduced. And all of our cases are in very high-tech, latest generation, plastic carbon fiber-based products. So they're very rigid, very strong, have very high thermal resistance. And they're all painted, including with, vacuum metallizing is known as the process, so that they all look very metallic with that nice metallic blue sheen. So it's a cool ownership experience as well. And it's a cool experience for the team to design them also.
Our guest today has been Steve Barber. He is the CEO of Oak Ridge Global Energy Solutions. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OGES. Steve, I could talk to you all day. In closing here, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to bring up briefly?
No, I think we've covered everything. We can have a few more discussions regularly. I'd like to do this on a regular basis, because there's a couple of very nice new announcements that we'll be making regularly over the next couple of months, which will give us a lot to talk about. One that I can just tease you with at the moment is as a closing point, is that we're going to use all of our older battery making equipment that we have here that's valued at about $15 million by using that as part of our upgrade with our new products, and we can't really use this older equipment because it's not really state of the art.
Right.
But we're going to put that in a battery university, as we've nicknamed it here, which we're going to be calling the Oak Ridge Center for Advanced Energy Technology here in Palm Bay, and we're going to be joint venturing that with a couple of tertiary institutions here locally and internationally, as something that's both very good for the community, but it's also nicely self-serving in a good way for Oak Ridge, in the sense that it gives us access to well-trained staff that can be trained on our old equipment. So we kill two birds with one stone. So we can use the old equipment for something useful and get a whole new highly trained pool of workers at all levels, from production line up into management, which is good.
Oak Ridge Global Energy Solutions has been our highlight company of the day. The CEO, Steve Barber, well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OGES. Steve, I wish you the best. I'm going to be checking back with you in a month or two to see how things are going. And again, I want to thank you for taking time out and coming on the show today.
Fantastic. Thanks, Everett, and really appreciate the opportunity to have your assistance in helping get the word out about what we're doing. It's very, very useful.